I believe in parental consent. It is time to speak out against indoctrination and abuse of children, she said. No school or government should consent on behalf of children for any matter. Believe it or not, children across our nation are being administered the vaccine without parental consent. It should be a priority of Congress to give power back to the parents. Parents have been mobilizing across the country in opposition to government overreach in schools, particularly regarding vaccine and mask mandates, critical race theory, and gender ideology. In fact, as of July, there had been more school board member recall efforts in 2021 than in any year since 2006. The rejection of woke indoctrination in schools manifested on the national stage when Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor race on November 3. Voters across all demographics took to the polls to keep Democrat Terry McAuliffe from becoming governor after Youngkin specifically campaigned on empowering parents. Miller agreed with many of her GOP colleagues when asked if Youngkin's win could be a foreshadowing of the red wave in 2022. I think it's safe to say that Youngkin's win energized parents to stand up against the woke ideology in schools. Glenn Youngkin sent a clear message to government bureaucrats, treat parents with more respect, she concluded. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.